With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And to help us get to the bottom of the Miami Dolphins and what makes them tick, Leroy Horde of Odyssey in Miami joins us now, former excellent back in the National Football League and a star at Michigan. Leroy, you're on in D.C. We're Grant and Danny. Thank you for the time, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How's everybody going? How's everybody doing?
Great, buddy.
We're very well. So you give us your thoughts, I guess, big picture on Miami's season. They came in with higher expectations than being 3-7. They've already blown out a GM, but for now, seems like Mike McDaniel is safe. How are you guys feeling about this group that's been playing better of late?
Well, I think one of the problems was on the offensive line, you had Zaviah Naya, who was a second-round pick, and they traded up to pick him up. And one of the problems is he was young, right? On the defensive side of the ball, you had Grant from Michigan, and he was young. And those guys didn't have the luxury of, say, what Patrick Paul had last year. Patrick Paul, who they thought was going to be the successor at left tackle, he sat for most of the year. And they didn't have that luxury with the young talent, so we had to live through their struggles. They're starting to pick it up a little bit, pick up on a lot of the techniques and how to go about being a professional. So it's looked better from that end. The other thing is that, man, you have some dynamic players offensively. And Devon Achane and Waddle. And at one point you had Waller, who had a one game, you know, out of this world, and now he's out. But other than that, the reason why it's gone so poorly is because a lot of the guys you signed were banged up. They signed a couple of guys to the offensive line. They brought back a couple of guys. And before the season started, you got three guys out on the offensive line again, which has plagued this team for the last 2 or 3 years. Tua isn't having his best year. I don't know whether that's from protection, whether it's from play calling or whatever, because you'll see games where Tua will look phenomenal and they'll roll him out a little bit because they say he's a statue. They'll roll him out. He throws the ball with accuracy. And then the next week later, they'll sit him like a statue in the pocket. So a lot of times I see no flow with the offense. You add all that together, and you just can't get over the hump on a lot of Sundays.
Leroy, how special is Devon Achane?
It's weird because, you know, when we think of small backs, we don't think of power. But he runs very physical. So the thing that kills the defense is if you go up to him to put that hard blow to him, he'll slip you and then you can't catch him. They use him a lot in a lot of different ways. There's been receivers who've been out. They've used him in the slot. Kind of just think of it the way they use CMC and San Francisco. Very similar. You think they're smaller backs, but they do run up the middle. I think the one thing with Devon Achane is man, is he fast. He might be one of the fastest guys on the team. So he adds that dynamic, but they run the ball physical. Another thing they do is they'll take him, bring two backs in the game, and then split Achan out. And depending on who you put out there determines whether they run the ball or pass the ball, which is a twist on it. But it all centers around what they do with him, how they use Waddle. And so far in the last couple of weeks, we've seen some good things out of that.
Leroy Hort knows a thing or two about quality rushing of the football, 4,000 rushing yards in his NFL career, joining us here on Grant and Danny. How about the State of the Union on their head coach, Mike McDaniel, and his job security? I mean, would you expect, A, that he makes it to the end of the year, and then, B, does he still have a chance to come back next year? There's been a lot of noise on him.
I literally argued this point with my co-host on a daily basis, because for some reason, fans think owners would just eat $50 million and move on. And I'm like, what are you smoking? Now, here's the twist I put on it. If Tua, which I'm almost positive they're going to keep Tua for one more year, they're not going to eat $50 million, because why would you eat $50 million and not have a viable quarterback to play the position? He's still going to be your best option versus nothing. And then you take and you have a coach who has gotten the best out of this player. So I say, if you're going to keep Tua, you're not going to bring somebody else in for 1 year of Tua. So I think they're going to keep Mike McDaniel and keep Tua. And it's because of Tua's $50 million.
Interesting. So they're tied together in a sense. To the Tua point, he's had three statistical really strong games. I'd have to go back and watch to know if it was as good as the numbers. But the Jets, the Panthers, the Falcons, three non-playoff teams. But otherwise, I mean, it's, you know, he's been one of the league leaders in picks and in missed throws and things like that. Has it been as bad as it feels from the outside for him this season?
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It has. Some of it is with the structure of certain plays. Like, being around, like, keep in mind, when I was in Minnesota, we were the top-rated offense ever. We scored more points than anybody ever scored at the time. And the cool thing about the approach was, each play, we were going to put one player or two players in stress. Meaning either a safety or a corner or a linebacker, but we were going to try to attack a certain person. Now, we had the horses to do it, and they were terrified, one, of letting Randy run by them, but then we had Chris Carter underneath. We had Jake Reed. We had running backs who could catch the ball. And we constantly put that pressure on certain players. There's a lot of times where I have seen – where it just looks like they're running plays. right? There's no structure to it. And I'm going to give Mike McDaniel a pass from this standpoint. Like, man, we give players, you know, the chance to develop, but we really don't do it with coaches. And I wonder why. And one of the reasons why I believe this is because guess when I was with Cleveland, who we ran out of town?
Kyle Shanahan?
Bill Belichick.
Oh, you're saying when you played
when
in
When you played there, yeah.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
He turned out pretty okay, right, Belichick?
Good career? I'm looking this guy up to see where he ended up.
It's
going.
B-E-L-I?
Yeah. So I'm always going to be like, can you tell he's not a – Can how can you tell he's a bad coach versus not having the players versus they've been plagued with injuries for the last 3 years? For some reason, Chris Greer liked the Teemu version of a football player that was hurt. He signed more injured players, more guys coming off of major surgeries, and guess what? They end up not playing because they were hurt. So how much of that plays a role in it? I don't know. But I do know that, you know what, if you like what he's doing with Tua, let's try to put something around him before we already determine it was an epic failure. They ain't buying it. Fans are not buying it. They want him out. They want him gone. And I say, you realize, and here's what fans need to understand. If you bring in a retread, he wants all the power. I don't know nobody in the front office that wants to give up their power. So that's unlikely. Then what you end up hiring is another new Mike McDaniel. We're still going to have to wait to see if that guy can do the job anyway. So they're in a tough spot because of just it just never seemed to work for a long period of time.
Leroy Horde with us here on Grant and Danny. If I may editorialize, GP, when Leroy Horde was in Michigan, he was there to chew bubble gum and punish defenders, and he's all out of bubble gum. Downhill, thumping people. I believe, was Tony Bowles in your backfield too, Leroy?
Yep, Tony Bowles, Jared Bunch.
Playing for Bo Schembechler and just eating people's hearts, man. You guys are so much fun to watch. Defensively.
You know what? I was fortunate that I played with both the Morris brothers, Jamie and Joe.
Over the course of your Michigan career?
No, I played with Jamie at Michigan, and then Joe came over to Cleveland with Belichick.
Unbelievable. Man, I'm old. Anyway, all right, Leroy, this defense most specifically. Is it because of injury you think that they've struggled kind of an up and down? I've seen moments where they've swarmed and looked pretty good and chumped on teams. I've also seen moments where it looked like they've never met each other and anybody could do whatever they wanted. Just kind of give me a state of the union on this defense. Why has it been the way that it's been?
I think part of it is you were so used to getting pressure up the middle. Last year you had Calais Campbell and Zach Thieler. This year you have a rookie that you drafted in the first round, and early on in the season he was getting destroyed. So that put a lot of pressure on everybody else, but teams ran the ball all over you. They just picked on you. And now he's starting to come around, and he's starting to be more stout running the football. He's starting to get pressure on quarterback, and that's kind of helping with everything. Everybody else is comfortable. The other thing is Brooks is a beast. That man, watch him all over the field. He is probably right now the defense's most reliable player. So I just think a lot of it is the young guys finally starting to pick it up. They're getting back to where they kind of were last year, getting pressure up the middle, and then the outside guys being able to, make plays. And then more importantly, they do rally to the football. And it's weird because when you think of a team that only has three wins, that's one of the things that eludes you right away. Effort. When you see a really, really bad team, the one thing you talk about first and foremost is their effort because they're just done. And this team hasn't really done that. And I think over the course of the season, they've gotten better. And so the defense has looked a lot better.
Jordan Brooks, who you mentioned, one of the league leaders in tackles, also the lowest missed tackle rate in the NFL I saw this week. He's had an amazing season. Looking at the injury report, Austin Jackson, O-lineman, doubtful. Bradley Chubb with a foot is questionable, as is Rasul Douglas, D. Eskridge. What should we know injury-wise that could actually be impactful here?
Well, they're trying. I think there's a couple of offensive linemen that are trying to get back. That'll help, but I think they've been pretty good at the O-line as of late. The thing that they really miss, and you can look back at every place that Mike McDaniel has been, the one constant in all those places is a tight end. Now they're here in Miami. They don't really have that tight end who can, you know, damage in the middle of the field. And so I think this offense as a whole sometimes struggles with that. They try to use wide receivers or back, but it's just not the same with the tight end. They also bring in an extra offensive lineman. They've done things with that. So they've tried to be creative with it. I would say A-10, Otto, some other guys will make plays, but those are the two guys that they managed to get open and get free. And if they get free, good luck catching.
Give us a prediction. How do you see it going?
I say Dolphins 27-20.
All right, so you see A-chan having a big day. Why are they winning by seven?
I see A-chan. I just think where the defense is and where you guys are offensively, I think they can stop the run. And if you can stop the run and force Mariota to throw the ball, then we can have a conversation after that. But first and foremost, stop the run. Don't let Mariota scramble on you. And I think that with the injuries that you guys have, Dolphins are, I guess, say less injured at more important spots, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
It does, yeah.
Leroy Horde, Odyssey, Miami. Just so you know, this defense here is very, very good. Excellent defense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Washington's defense is elite. They tackle well. They rush the quarterback.
They cover
everybody like a blanket. Yeah. You can't run on them. This is as good a defense as you will ever see in this league.
So it could be a tickle fight.
Yeah. With oven mitts on.
9-6?
Yeah. This is a 3-2 game written all over it for sure.
Goodness. Well, look, I think both teams will be able to score. And for some reason, I just see it that way. The thing that the Dolphins do, they aren't consistent enough with it. Because I'm going to tell you, if I see another damn bubble screen in football, I'm going to lose my mind. Enough with it. Stop calling it outside run. Let's have outside runs be outside runs.
You might want
the bubble screen.
You might want to table the the outside run going away from that until next week, though. This team can't really stop those very well.
Yeah, it's a great place to go.
Right. So, but here's the deal. When you watch this game on Sunday morning and you watch the Dolphins offense, I want you to watch how many times with all the action and motions and ball fakes and stuff that the defense is just standing looking. It happens two or three times a game, and that's where the Dolphins get you. Like with all the trickery and the window dressing and motions and you're moving around and whatever, and then boom, either a run, a pass, a quick pass or something like that, and the guy's out the gate. It happens to every team, and that's probably what they do really well, is kind of disguise what they're doing, do a lot of window dressing, a lot of ball fake. Tua shows the ball really well, and it gets you. As you know, even the good defenses, even the defenses that stop everything, sometimes they get stuck trying to figure out what it is. And so just watch that on Sunday.
We will. Leroy, hoping for some eggs, bacon, and a quality football game between a couple of 3-win teams. Thank you, sir, for the time. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Have a good one.
You too,
Leroy
buddy.
Horde, Odyssey Miami, our sister station down there in Florida.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.